Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm here at the Lergus Forum, and I'm interviewing Peter Hussey.
That's right.
So, Peter, why are you here today at Lergus Forum?
Well, I was asked to come along because we run a youth theatre project in Kildare, in Newbridge. And it has a lot of young people, more boys than girls, which is kind of strange for Europe. Mostly it's girls who are attracted to theatre. And they're all from transition year up to college. So we do a lot of Erasmus programmes. And Erasmus is an organisation that can link you up with other organisations in Europe who do the same thing that you do and bring all the young people together, either in another country or here, and you make a project or make a programme over up to 21 days you can spend, usually in the summer when you're not in school and you have time to do this kind of stuff. So I have a bit of experience of doing that over the years, and I came along to have a chat and to talk.
How did you get involved with Lergus?
Well, it was, we had a group of Italians, and back about 15 years ago, and we were wondering how could we make something together and get some funding to bring them over here and us over there. And we were wandering around Dublin looking for this organisation called Lergus, which we heard was in Parnell Square somewhere. And we stumbled up the stairs and into the offices of Jim Mullen, I think it was, who was the CEO of it at the time, and said, is there anything you can do to help us? We didn't think that they'd be able to do anything because, you know, we were used to dealing with people who said, oh, it's a lovely idea, but we've no way of helping you. And he had books of stuff to say, you can do this, you can do that, you can do the other, you can do 101 things. All of this is funded. And we went back down the stairs thinking, how did we not know about this before? Every youth organisation should know about this. So since then, we haven't been able to be stopped. We've been doing project after project after project.
Thank you very much.
So my name is Peter Hussey. I'm here with David, and I don't actually know his surname.
Lombard.
Lombard from Nina in the good Hurland County of Tipperary. David's in transition year, and he's here at the Lergus Forum, which is an annual event. So David, how did you get to be here today out of transition year? How did you get a day off school?
Well, a couple of years back, my mother, she organised the ICT and Education Conference in LIT in Turles.
Right.
And the theme of that conference was Student Voice.
Right.
So instead of having teachers speak about Student Voice, I decided to get a Student Voice.
And was that instead. You?
That was me and a couple of others, yeah.
You were the voice of the students of Tipperary.
Yeah.
Very good. What did you talk about?
We didn't really talk about much. We just kind of interviewed people.
What did you?
Yeah, so we...
Other young people?
Other... kind of anyone who was at the conference, the keynote speakers and...
Right. And so this ICT, the T conference in education was about the way you use computer technology in school and stuff.
Yeah,
do you think, is there use, is it used much in school? Or should it be used
it
more?
It depends on the school.
Your school, for example. Do you use much of it?
Not really that much, no. There'd be an IT class for first years and for transition years, but other than that, there's not really much.
Do you think, for example, you should be doing all your exams on an iPad?
I think we should, because that's the stuff we use at home. So
yeah. Would it make a big difference to your school bag?
It would, yeah, because, you know, at the moment I don't have that many books because I'm in transition year, but when I was in third year last year, I had to carry home 5 or 6 books and then 5 or 6 copies and then other stuff.
It's mad.
And it was hard. It's mad.
And they say in your 30s that your back begins to suffer from that.
Yeah.
But here you are today, and you're part of this group who are going around interviewing people. What did you think of the day? Were you here for the whole day?
I was here for the whole day. I think it was good. I think what Father McVerry said was very thought-provoking.
I wasn't here for that now. What did he say?
He was speaking about...
What did you like about it, anyway?
The work, just kind of hearing about what the work he does and what he, like, deals with every day. With the young people, you know, the homeless young people. I never really thought that it was as bad as it is.
And it's very bad, is it?
It's very bad, so.
Would there be many homeless people that you think around Nina or in rural Ireland?
Not really, no. More the cities.
So
when you come up to Dublin, you see it a lot more.
How do you feel about that when you see it? Is it strange?
I feel kind of bad, because, like, I'm not, like, other people who live in Dublin are kind of more used to it. Like, they can just walk past and, like, not really say anything. But if I see that, I kind of, like, feel bad. And obviously you can't be going down giving a euro or two to every single lad you see in the street, like,
that's true.
You have no money left then, but
yeah, so it's probably the government should be maybe doing something about
I think the government could do something about it.
So that impressed you, and I mean, there was a choir there of deaf girls. Did you see them?
That was good as well. I didn't think didn't really strike me as something that would happen. You know, no. Deaf girls in a choir.
Unusual, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, it was unusual. It was good,
and
though. Very
the
good.
Way there was, they were all looking at the conductor or the
yeah
the woman conducting it.
Yeah.
Like they followed everything she did.
Yeah.
And you could tell some of them couldn't hear the music.
But they're still and doing they, all the actions.
Yeah,
and stuff.
It was lovely. It was really lovely. Very good. So hopefully you might use Leergas yourself and at some point do an Erasmus Plus. Thank you. That has been David Lombard now from the good town of Nina in Tipperary, giving his opinion about the Leergas Forum.
Thank you very much.